Good morning. Today is 11th of March 2019. We welcome you to IGSL Morning Podcast. Indian shares fell modestly on Friday amid weak global cues as investors fretted about slowing global growth. BSE Sensex ended the session down 54 points, while Nifty Index dropped 23 points. Tata Motors tumbled 4.5% as its JLR unit reported a 4.1% decline in global sales in February. IT stocks such as Wipro and HCL Technologies lost 4.2% and 2.7%, respectively after the rupee hit a two-month high of 69.87 per dollar amid a slump in oil prices and European trading. Dr. Reddy's Laboratories, Vedanta, Hindalco, India Bulls Housing Finance and Tata Steel all fell over 2% while UPL, Bajaj Auto, Eicher Motors, GAIL and NTPC climbed 1-4%. Global update. The Labor Department said non-farm payroll employment edged up by 20,000 jobs in February, after jumping by an upwardly revised 311,000 jobs in January. Economists had expected employment to increase by about 180,000 jobs. News update. Election Commission of India announcing dates for the much-awaited 2019 general elections. Polls will be held in 7 phases across the country, beginning April 11th, with the counting to take place on May 23rd. L&T Hydrocarbon Engineering, a wholly owned subsidiary of Larsen & Toubro, has won a significant order from ONGC. DLF plans to raise an estimated 3,000 crore rupees through the sale of equity shares to qualified institutional investors, aiming to become a debt-free company. Oil India wins award of 2 blocks in DSF round 2 bidding. Oil India wins blocks in onshore Tripura, offshore KG Basin. Ashok Leyland bagged an order from Gujarat State Roadways Corporation for 1290 buses. This order comes closely on the back of 2580 bus orders received from various state transport undertakings recently. KNR Constructions has bagged hybrid annuity project with bid project cost of 920 crore rupees. Lupin receives FDA approval for atorvastatin calcium tablets USP. Jubilant Life Sciences said the Food and Drug Administration issued a warning letter for the Roorkee facility. Vatek Vabag bags order worth 575 crore rupees under Namami Gange. Market view. Nifty consolidated with a negative bias in Friday's session. The Nifty did not take any directional cue and continued to oscillate back and forth in a limited range. The index closed with a modest loss of 23 points at 11,035. Index formed spinning top a pair of candles on daily chart, which indicates current trend is getting exhausted. If Nifty failed to sustain these levels, then one can consider 10,885 as immediate strong support. However, on weekly chart Nifty managed to close highest levels since October 2018, which tells worst is behind and market may continue rally, provided Nifty managed to close above 11,072, for couple of days. For short-term support can be seen near 10,960 and 10,885 levels, while resistance can be seen near 11,072 and 11,120 levels. For further details refer IGSL Market Insight report on InventureGrowth.com. Download and trade with IGSL mobile app for live trade notifications. Have a profitable day.